One of the biggest tennis tournaments in this country will crown its champions this weekend. It's the BNP Paribas Open, which is played in Indian Wells, California. The tournament was in danger of moving overseas, but one of the world's richest men stepped in and bought it. NPR's Ben Bergman has this report.
Those grunts and thwacks come from Italian Francesca Schiavone playing against Frenchwoman Alizé Cornet in the third round of the BNP Paribas Open. Nearly all the world's top players come here to the Southern California desert to compete. Rafael Nadal, Novak Djokovic, Caroline Wozniacki, and of course...
From Switzerland, please welcome Olympic gold medalist Roger Federer.
The tournament has strong attendance, surpassed only by that of the four majors, and it's become big enough to be known as the fifth major. Tournament officials say they've always turned a profit, but not enough profit. In 2009, the tournament came close to moving overseas. Offers reportedly came from China and the Middle East. Then, as Tennis Magazine put it, a white knight of American tennis stepped forward.
The opportunity came up to buy the tournament. I found out it was for sale, and I considered it the best tournament that anyone can buy. You just can't buy Wimbledon. It's not for sale.
That's Larry Ellison, CEO of the software company Oracle. If anyone could buy Wimbledon, it would be Ellison. Forbes ranks him fifth richest man in the world, worth an estimated $40 billion. He spent a reported $100 million to buy this tournament. Play money for him.
I couldn't be happier, I think. It's a wonderful asset, and I love tennis. I play tennis 5 days a week. My regular tennis partner is Sandy Mayer, who is top 10 in the world for a very, very long time. He's very fit.
As is Ellison, with muscles bulging out of his polo shirt. He's well known for sailing, but he's also a lifelong tennis fan. Now he gets to have dinner with Roger Federer and choose any seat he wants, which for him is right behind the players.
I don't really enjoy spending time in the luxury box. If I want to watch television and chat with people, I'll stay home. It's great sitting behind the server in a tennis match.
Ellison is speaking in a conference room at the stadium right before he heads back to center court to see Rafael Nadal. It's on the courts where Ellison has made his biggest changes, and not surprisingly for someone who made his fortune in Silicon Valley, they've come in the area of improved technology. There are more video displays, and he's expanded the use of Hawkeye, a system that allows players to challenge a line judge's call.
Mr. Analyst is challenging the baseline call. The ball was called out.
Hawkeye is expensive, so most tournaments only use it on their top show courts. Ellison had it installed on all 8 match courts.
Whatever court you're on, if you think you got a bad call, you don't have to fret about it. You can challenge. No one's going to get knocked out early in the tournament on a court outside because of a bad call.
Crowds love to follow along on video displays to see where the ball lands. Hawkeye is just one of the benefits that come with Ellison's ownership, says the legendary tennis commentator Bud Collins. He calls the Oracle CEO Santa Claus with a tennis racket.
Running across Larry Ellison with all his money was a great stroke of luck for the tournament. There are wealthy people connected to tennis everywhere, but not on that scale. So when you inject him into the tennis scene, people have to take notice.
And in another sign the tournament is on the upswing, Sunday's finals will be broadcast on ABC, a big step up from Fox Sports Net, where they were shown in recent years. Ben Bergman, NPR News.